YPG's Desert Rats tested weapons of war so they'd work when soldiers' lives depended on them. Thousands of veterans walk the earth today thanks to their work. After decades of service, all that's left is testament. Desert Rat Testament is a monthly anthology that collects the stories and recollections of retired Yuma Proven Ground employees of decades-long service.
Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. When Command Sergeant Major Forbes Daniels arrived at Yuma Proving Ground in 2008, he had recently returned from a 14-month deployment to Iraq with the 4th Stryker Brigade Combat Team. Over the next 4 years, as the post's senior enlisted advisor, Daniels witnessed firsthand the life-saving work done at Yuma Proving Ground. Sergeant Major, by the time you came to Yuma Proving Ground, you'd been in uniform for more than 25 years. Had you ever heard of this place before you served here?
I have never heard of Yuma Proving Ground. One of my friends who I served with while on the trail gave me a call, I think about a month or two prior to me arriving here. He was the sergeant major here, and I just came back from Iraq. And he spoke with me and asked and told me about this is a great opportunity that he believed that I would be the best fit for the job. And we work out all of the mechanics on getting the assignment through, and that's how I end up here coming to YPG. And it has been a tremendous experience, a golden opportunity that I have seized upon and will forever be part of my life.
Was that Sergeant Major Handy
that recommended it? That was Sergeant Major Handy.
Now, he was
correct.
He was very highly regarded as a soldier's soldier, just like you.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that a lot of people did not know, Sergeant Major Handy and I had crossed paths before. I replaced him as senior drill sergeant at Fort Lee, Virginia. And so when I got the phone call from him, I pretty much knew what he was going to tell me was going to be accurate. And it was easy for me to definitely follow through and make sure all the paperwork and everything worked out for me to get the assignment.
Now, when you arrived here, it was shortly after the surge in Iraq. And I remember the folks here at Yuma Proving Ground back in those days, particularly in places like Nacotec, they were working 60, 70-hour weeks testing anti-IED devices and doing a lot of testing on getting those MRAPs fielded, equipment that you used in theater, and now you got to see it on the developmental test end.
Yeah, that was awesome. Definitely coming out to the 4th Stryker Brigade Combat Team to come here and then seeing the Stryker, even the MRAPs that were part of our formation being tested here. What's beyond a golden opportunity to see all of the various type of testing and the quality of testing that goes into making sure that we had the equipment that was going to enhance our combat experience on the battlefield. So yes, that was definitely a great opportunity for me to see that. Even when the Stryker went through its upgrade here while we were here was another golden opportunity.
Now, I remember that you were very interested in continuing YPG's community involvement while you were here. And I remember you were also very, very keen on recognizing what they called 2009. The Army called it the year of the NCO. And you made great efforts to make sure the Public Affairs Office, among others, gave that proper attention.
You know, it's interesting that that we are talking about that, because when I was talking to Mr. Julio Dominguez, who was the deputy director here a few days ago, that was one of the photos that he remembered when we did the photo on the field with the NCO, the people representing that NCO on the field. That was one of the things that came up in that discussion. The year of the NCO, to me, is very important and was equally important for, that the Army did recognize the contribution of the NCO across our Army. We not only bring so much to the table on what we offer to the various command, but the training, and I don't want to I don't want to come across that as NCOs, they do it all by themselves. They cannot. I think we have traveled on the great shoulders on those that came before us. And the way that we get our work accomplished and get to the objective is because we work together with whether it's the junior soldiers or the officers and the warrant officer that we have within our structure. And I think that to me, that's what's making it important.
Now, as you are well aware, Yuma Proving Ground has jurisdiction over all the extreme weather testing in the Army. So we do the hot weather testing here in Yuma, the cold weather testing at Cold Regions Test Center, and tropical testing in Central and South America. Now, you were born in Guyana, but during your time here, we were doing some very large tests of the Stryker and the MRAP in the country of Suriname, and you were part of that.
Very interesting, and you're absolutely correct. This, once again, it's another great opportunity that exists here with Yuma Proving Ground compared to some of the other testing facilities or Proving Ground. The fact that I had that opportunity to go to Suriname, a country right next door to where I was born in Guyana, where I still have family, nieces and uncles and nephews that still live there. Always thinking about those folks there in Guyana because that is a place that I, as a young kid, I remember that lifestyle every day. It's what's drive me when every day I step out and I go out to do my daily chores here, my work, and I think about the opportunities that's afforded to me here and how fortunate I am to have those opportunities. So having the ability to go next door, even though I didn't step foot into Guyana, it was definitely close, but not quite close enough for me to be onto that country. I have never went back since I came. It's something I do plan on doing, hopefully within the next 3 years or so.
Most of the uniformed personnel and veterans I've spoken to say that Yuma is one of the most military supportive communities they've ever seen. What was your impression of Yuma when you lived here?
This is a hidden secret for the Army. Yuma is a gem. It's a golden opportunity to work and live. I enjoy it because it's peaceful. You have high quality housing here for the soldiers, for civilians. You have your commissary, you have all of your regular support here. On top of it, now you have a hotel, a high-quality hotel here. You have gym, you have the Shopette. To me, this is one of the hidden secrets for the Army, without a doubt. The quality of life is top-notch here.
I've been telling a lot of people that for the last 5 or 6 years, YPG has been at the forefront of the top leadership of the Army's attention in a way that's unprecedented in its history. Things like the last 3 secretaries of the Army visiting here multiple times. But to some extent, that the groundwork for that was laid during your time here. I remember General Chiarelli, the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, came. People like that. What are your recollections of that?
We have seen quite a few visitors in my time here. To start with, let me give some gracious recognition to the 3 commanders that I've served here with. These were 3 remarkable commanders, including Colonel Washington from the test center. I enjoy the commanders. I think the Army got it right on when they pick commanders to come here and serve. Now you have, your current commander here, Sergeant Major here. These guys are taking that baton and run with it. And along with the people of YPG. That to me is what makes this place the best. Your civilians, your Army, your Navy, you have your rigor folks, testers out here, Free Fall School, the clinic, the medics is out there. These people are the ones who make this place the best place to work and live. With all the guests that we have had while I was here during my time, including the late John McCain, who came here several times. We were involved in a commissary in the Chambers of Commerce, I think it was quarterly luncheon that he used to have, some of the local church event, recognize our NCOs and soldiers as part of our Soldier of the Quarter and Soldier of the Year program. We have even had quite a few formal events here, the winter formal event here, teaming up with AWC. Those were great events, packed. All the civilians and the military that came together to have a good time, let your hair down, and just have a great social event. Those were great things. Even the headquarters came down here, the CG, and says, hey, this is what we want to do and take back to Aberdeen Proving Ground. And so to show that, yeah, we were doing things that were setting trends for the rest of the Army, for our headquarters to be able to grab onto and take back. So we have done great things here. I'm extremely proud.
And at the end of your time serving here, you were deployed back to Afghanistan.
Yes, that was, I left here knowing that I was deploying in 6 months. that came about because the position I was heading to, I guess someone else was selected to go to that position, but had some additional issues and could not fulfill that requirement. And so I was looking to go to Fort Sam and, you know, chill out for about a year or so. And Big Army said, no, that's not going to happen. We have a job here for you at the Fort Stewart for you to go into Afghanistan. And so 6 months after departing here, I was sitting in Afghanistan, going down to Bashan, Leatherneck, to Kandahar, out to Abaf, Bagram, just traveling throughout Afghanistan, making sure we're checking on the troops, making sure the things that we were responsible for doing, and our soldiers responsible for doing, that they get the support that they needed so that we could be successful on the battlefield. That was a great deployment.
And you retired from uniform after 35 years in 2017.
After 35 years, it seems like it was 35 days. It did not felt that it was that long. And part of it, I think, is because of the great people that I've worked with throughout my career. I will forever be grateful to each and every one of them that I've served alongside. To me, that's, once again, is what makes the Army the best it could be.
Have you kept up with what's going on at Yuma Proving Ground since you left?
I've kept up with quite a few things because I keep in touch really with YPG on the LinkedIn, the protocol. I see that I think one of the latest events that was here was a community event bringing in the high school kids and some of the college kids. And I love that because that's our future and we have to be able to help them see that path down the road so that they can start working and build in their future on becoming that next YPG employee and keep this beautiful place going.
Sergeant Major Daniels, it's really good seeing you and talking to you today.
You too. Oh my gosh, you haven't aged a bit. I love you guys. You have been remarkable. I will never forget my time here at YPG, the great people at YPG. This place is super.
For as long as the United States has a military, Yuma Proving Ground will be vital to the national defense. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on The Testament.